Well, over the past several weeks, we have been in a sermon series that we have been calling The Summer of Stop. It's been a sermon series where we have explored some of the habits that God has been asking us or might be asking us to stop this summer so that we might have a life that God desires for us, a life full of beauty and joy. We've talked about habits like just stop being cynical, or just stop comparing, or just stop running around. And this morning, we're talking about stress. Just stop stressing. It's a big task. But before we dive in this morning, will you join me in a word of prayer? Oh God, you have brought us to this place as one body. One people, your people. Open our hearts, minds, and ears so that we might hear what you would have us hear this morning. For it's in your holy name that we pray. Amen. Well, Michael and I had been married for about 3 days, just 3 days before we walked through the front doors of our very first home. It had been a whirlwind marriage. We had a small and intimate ceremony out on the beach in December, surrounded by just a few of our family members and close friends, with a romantic honeymoon at Fort Bragg. Knowing that Michael would have to work and couldn't take off Christmas leave that year, I looked at our house and I just had the best idea. I said, hey, wouldn't it be a great, great idea if we invited both sides of our family over to our house for Christmas? And as any good newly married man did, he nodded and said, yeah, that sounds like a great idea, honey. So he went back to work. And I got busy planning and preparing our new and very bare house for Christmas and for all the guests to arrive. And everything had to be just perfect. I was the only one who could do it all, and granted, I wanted to be the only one who could do it all. I had to show everyone that I could be the perfect wife, the perfect hostess, the perfect head of the home. And it all fell on me. It was my responsibility and mine alone. And I thought to myself, how am I gonna get everything done? I had less than 10 days to deep clean, to find furniture for our new home, to plan all out all the meals and get all the Christmas decorations. And I watched as my to-do list grew and grew and grew. With every additional chore, I felt myself becoming more and more overwhelmed, more and more frustrated, more and more stressed out. It's a terrible feeling, isn't it? To feel like the weight of the world rests squarely on your shoulders. To feel like there's so much left to do and so little time to do it, and you are the only one who could get it all done. And so Martha watched as her to-do list grew and grew. She had to be a good hostess. She had to get it done. Jesus was coming to her house for dinner, and everything had to be perfect. I mean, after all, this was her home, and women in Martha's time didn't get to own their own homes. And as the oldest sibling, all of the responsibility fell on her. She had to show everyone that she could be the perfect homeowner. So she paid the taxes, she did the cleaning, she did the cooking. But now Jesus was in her home. She had no time left. Jesus, the most important person ever to walk through her front doors, was sitting in her living room. And as she hurried to make sure the chicken wasn't burning and the table was set just so, and the drinks were refreshed, she felt herself growing more and more overwhelmed, more and more frustrated, more and more stressed out. We've all felt this stress before, haven't we? We've all watched as our own to-do lists grow and grow. It's 6 o'clock and you have just come home from work with so much of that work left to do, but you still have to cook dinner, and now your kids want something entirely different than what you were planning on cooking in the first place. Or maybe you just got a phone call from your doctor, and now you need to schedule more appointments, more treatments, more scans, more everything. But you have a MRI bill sitting on your counter that still needs to be paid because the insurance company wouldn't cover it. These are tasks that can't be ignored. They have to get done. They have to get done, and it's all up to you, right? Martha, Martha, just stop, Jesus says. Don't you know that there is need of only one thing? I am here. Come to me. Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and who are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. But how can Jesus tell us that? Doesn't Jesus know that our responsibilities don't just stop? It would be one thing if all of these things we had on our to-do list and we were procrastinating. We were spending the day watching TV or playing on our phones or golfing the day away. It would be one thing if we just kept adding things to our to-do list just for the sake of being busy. But this is different. These are things that have to get done, and we really might be the only people who can get them done. We can't just stop. We can't just drop everything and come to him, can we? It's been almost 2 months since Michael and I got into a car accident. A whole 2 months of dealing with insurance companies and stressing out about how I was going to get from point A to point B. On top of having a baby and this internship, I felt like I've reached my limit. And when Michael returned from his Normandy trip, I thought everything was manageable. We were able to use a rental car for a whole nother week, and the paperwork for our settlement was moving right along. And I thought to myself, surely I'll be able to get a replacement car by the end of this rental week. Surely I won't need to be stressed out about this anymore, and I can just knock it off my list. But when it came time to return the rental at the end of the week, we still had no settlement. No plan, no strings left to pull. I felt like I was on an island of stress, all alone, with nowhere left to turn. So I did something different. I did something I don't remember ever doing before. I shared. I prayed, God, I don't know what to do. I have no options left, no strings left to pull. I am stressed out about not having a car to drive next week. I can't do this alone. This was all foreign territory for me. So I took a step back, and I gave just this one thing off of my plate to God. just this one thing. It was so hard. It wasn't easy to pray that prayer for me. It would have been so much easier if I had kept it all bottled up inside and not shared it, but I couldn't do that anymore. It wasn't healthy for me. I had to share it, but I wasn't ready to share it with people yet. I couldn't do that. But I could share it with God. The very next day, a church leader came to the church for a visit, and I was sitting at my makeshift round table office that is right there, and many of you have probably seen me sit at. So I was sitting there, and he walked over, and he asked, "So what are you doing about your car situation?" And I looked up at him, and I said, "You know, I'm not sure. I don't know yet. I haven't figured it all out." "Well," he said, "I am going away on a trip next week, and I'm not going to need my car. You are more than welcome to use it if that would be helpful to you." I was shocked. I was shocked, but I said, "Yes." And a little bit, just a little bit of that burden I was carrying got shared with someone else. And after that week passed, a member of my life group offered me to let me borrow their spare car. And when I still couldn't get the settlement that we were owed, one church member even asked to yell at our insurance company for us. My faith tells me that these church members weren't just doing this because they were amazing people, even though they are. They were doing this because God had spurred them to it. God asked them to do it. It was the movement of the Holy Spirit that spurred them into action. God was present. God was at work, and all I had to do was share it. I've always heard the saying, sharing is caring. And I always thought it was so cheesy because that's a line that we tell our preschoolers. It's not a line that we tell other adults. But now I have to admit that there might be something to it. I'm starting to see that when we share our responsibilities, when we share our stress with God, the weight of those burdens that we were carrying are diminished. Sharing is caring for ourselves. Sharing the load gives us rest. Maybe God isn't asking us to drop everything. Maybe Jesus is simply asking us to share our burdens, to share our stress with him, to share our stress with others. Because we aren't alone. "Martha, Martha," Jesus said, "there is only need for one thing. Martha, Martha, don't you know that I am right here?" As Martha was running around trying to make everything just perfect, trying to get everything done, Jesus was there. Jesus was ready for her to come to him. Jesus was ready to help and relieve her of the responsibility, that heavy burden that was sitting on her shoulders. It can be so hard to take that leap of faith, though, to trust. Sometimes we don't even know what trusting God looks like. Maybe you're asking, how do I trust God? Where do I begin? Maybe trust simply looks like saying to God, "I am stressed about this bill to fix my car's wheel bearing. Or I'm stressed about whether my kid needs to switch schools. Or I am stressed about turning in this assignment before the deadline." I wonder what God would do with our confessions. Maybe our openness to God is what this is all about. Maybe simply sharing what is on our hearts is what God truly wants and desires for us. Maybe that's why the Bible says, "Do not worry about anything, but with everything, by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Or cast your anxiety on God because God cares for you. Or come to me, all who are weary and who are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. All we have to do is come. All we have to do is come and sit at his feet. I know it's not easy. Believe me, I would rather be doing it all myself too. But I'm starting to see the beauty in this invitation to share with God the tasks that we have, to trust that God is at work, and to-do lists and bills and house guests and stress, our God is still at work. And we are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.